Time now for your comments about yesterday's program.
Our inbox was dominated by letters on my story about Tea Party activists in Dallas. The majority of those letters expressed outrage over comments made by one of the group's emerging leaders. Here's what Lori Medina said about President Obama.
I don't know that I've ever heard him say anything good about America. If you look at the way he speaks, the way he talks about our country, if you look at the programs and the things he tries to put into place, it really appears that he does not love our country like most Americans do.
Far from a driveway moment. I had a could not get out of the car fast enough moment.
That's from Peggy Beauvoir of Baltimore, Maryland, and she goes on.
This particular person said she had never heard the president say a positive thing about the United States. She obviously has not listened to Obama's speeches in which he extols his love of and the qualities of this country.
Nils Johnson of Brooklyn, New York said though he appreciated the Tea Party report, he was, as he wrote, disappointed with the kid gloves treatment the interviewees were for the most part given. About Medina's comments, Johnson writes this, I would have liked to hear Mr. Siegel throw an Obama quote back to her that actually does laud America, and I would have loved it if he'd asked her to substantiate her claim that he doesn't love his country the same way other Americans do.
One thing several of you loved was a little musical moment after our interview yesterday about a surplus of chihuahuas at animal shelters in San Francisco. Mike Smith of Bothell, Washington says the Ren and Stimpy theme following the chihuahua story, brilliant. Thanks for the chuckle. And to let the rest of you in on that joke, Ren and Stimpy are two characters from an offbeat animated TV series. Stimpy is a dim-witted cat, and Ren is a somewhat psychotic chihuahua.
You can send us your comments at npr.org. Look for Contact Us at the bottom of the page.